There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy!
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, yes. This song does get stuck in my head and is stuck in my head on a constant basis, and that's kind of nice because I do like Boston. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Don't look back, friends. Don't look back.
Boston is great. I like Boston a lot. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Today. I'm Brian.
I'm Luke.
I sometimes get that wrong, but I'm definitely Brian today.
Yeah, perfect. I'm glad you got it right today. Happy Thursday to you, Brian.
Happy Thursday, Luke. You're joining us here on 92.7 FM. In Madison and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, serving the southern swath of Wisconsin, mostly the southwestern part.
South Central.
South Central recognized. What's up,
yeah.
baby?
Yeah. You can also stream this fantastic show anywhere you go in Wisconsin by streaming us on the Devil Radio app.
Available anywhere apps are downloaded.
Yeah, Google Play Store, Apple App Store.
Also, shout out to our friends in KGOE. I hope you're hearing us just fine and deliciously, because I think I may have Luke and I have separate jobs that also are on the same time. Sometimes we even open up callers to tech answers. You know, we do a lot of tech around here as well. I was just rewiring the station just maybe only 20 minutes ago. Make sure KGOE had a nice clear feed.
Yeah, you know, we were doing some rewiring this week, and apparently something came unplugged. So we got it all figured out.
Yeah, we got it all figured out. And the important thing is when you're rewiring or redistricting or redoing anything, you may want to do it better than it was before, right?
Better and maybe get some input.
Maybe more efficient. Maybe right. I've learned some things since the last time I wired stuff. So, you know, I'm using the new information that I've found out to apply to make this better so it's easier to service and it's more clear so that anybody can possibly come in service and not just me, who just remembers that one day that I frantically put everything together so we could be on air. I literally was cutting wires while also running the board for Earl, because next was the Devils, and if I didn't finish wiring, the Devils wouldn't be on the air. And I did it while I was responding to Earl in real time. I was literally, Earl, that's absolutely right. I'm also like cutting wire and talking to him like it's totally just like nothing's happening.
Yeah. That is impressive.
But I can't do that now. There's so many things I'm doing on top of it. I'm on a live show. So right now, live.
Happening currently. I believe we're about 3 hours in.
Yeah. There is live testimony. I know it's rare, folks, but they are hearing public input for fair maps and redistricting right now.
Yep.
There are hundreds and hundreds of people lined up to give testimony. There, last we checked, there was a gentleman giving the history of gerrymandering and who Gary was. It's actually gerrymandering because the guy's name is Gary, but spelled Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y. So everybody, the common
we're having the
common
same
parlance is gerrymandering. But anyway,
GIF and GIF, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. As long as you get the thing communicated, all right, we'll move on.
Yep.
Point is, there's a lot of people giving testimony right now. If you happen to have been down to the Capitol or plan on going to the Capitol to go and voice your opinion, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I want to know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
It's a rare occasion that the people actually get to speak in the people's house. Normally, this has been like it's scheduled for late at night, or there's only, let's say it's get filibustered by a blowhard like Dan O'Donnell, who will filibuster and take up all the time that was supposed to be for public input, and then have maybe an hour late at night when everybody's tired and not listening for the people.
You want to know why this public hearing is even more interesting than that, though, Brian?
Why?
Because we don't even have somebody like Dan O'Donnell to come in and testify in favor of these terrible Republican maps.
That's the most interesting part about this entire situation. There is still yet one person to come.
Two.
What?
Two people.
Two people have?
The two leaders, the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss,
okay,
and the Majority Leader in the State Senate are the two that are supporting these maps.
The only two.
The two that jobs depend on them being able to keep the majority that they have are the two experts, quote unquote.
By the way, there are people that have driven in from Superior to come down here and give testimony. There are people from all over the state that care enough about this to come and give testimony. Not one person came down in favor of the Republican drawn maps. And I want to, I think one of the best ways to start off here, I think, is with Gordon Hintz. You want to start?
Let's go there.
I'm going to go with Gordon Hintz because he kind of summarizes it as well. And I like that he released this. This is a press release from Rep. Gordon Hintz, Democrat from Oshkosh.
I believe the Assembly Minority Leader.
Assembly Minority Leader. I wanted to say the House Minority Leader, and that is not correct. The case. But it is the corresponding body in the federal government.
Yes.
Anyway, this is a statement from Gordon Hintz, and he's released it with a picture of Mike Myers from Halloween. And this is a quote. The proposed Republican legislative map is built on the 2011 map, which is among the most gerrymandered in modern American history. In 2011, Republicans moved nearly 2.4 million voters into new assembly districts. I'm going to say that again. In 2011, Republicans moved nearly 2.4 million voters into new assembly districts, even though it was only necessary to move 320,000 to ensure balanced populations. They moved 2.4 million when it was only necessary to move 320,000.
And to put that in perspective, this last fall election, and so granted, I believe population has changed between now or from then until now.
Yeah, it's been a decade.
But we've had 3.3 million voters total vote in last November's election here in Wisconsin. So comparably,
that's more than 2/3 of the entire population of voters.
Correct.
Great job, everybody.
Correct.
And again, this is 2.4 million voters that they're saying, not just people that may or may not vote. This is actually people who have been registered, that type of thing.
Yep.
Moving on with Gordon Hintz's. By the way, I think this is all based on census data. Mm-hmm. And we all know that in the decade, like back in the early 1900s, a decade, yeah, that's long enough to you know, that reasonable change now. But things are moving exponentially in a decade. Think about a decade ago. Think about the technology a decade ago and think about the technology now. Think about what you could do then and what you can do now. Think about the population then and the population now. Think about just the changes within the last decade, I would say, equal the changes of the previous three decades together. Just in acceleration and the way the... What I'm saying is we need more up-to-date, informed, and not just every 10 years. We need to figure out a system that can adapt to really changing population data.
Actually, a very fascinating theory that got thrown out when the census was going to be delayed because it was held during the pandemic and people were concerned that census data was going to be flawed because people weren't coming to their door and talking to census workers, is the Constitution mandates a census every 10 years, but it doesn't say it has to be held only every 10 years.
Yeah.
We could be holding a census as often as
every
we wanted
2 years.
To, depending on when we would have it.
You know what have really pretty accurate information on that? Facebook. But we'll get into that a little bit
later.
We'll
dive into Facebook a little later.
Let me continue with Gordon Hintz's statement.
Please do.
Republicans chose who their voters would be in their districts with a goal of creating as many safe Republican seats as possible in order to ensure a permanent Republican legislative majority, regardless of changes in voter preferences in the state. They then made their members sign secrecy oaths and instructed them not to share any details about their undermining of democracy in our state. Each individual was brought into the room, shown their district, sworn to secrecy, and walked out. So only one person really knew the entire plan.
Wait a second. I thought Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said that the public had unprecedented input on these maps.
Well, he's a liar.
Okay.
Moving on with Gordon Hintz. Now Republicans say that preserving the existing gerrymander is the biggest criteria for new legislative maps. What a disgrace. The least change criterion is nowhere to be found in the Wisconsin's Constitution's list of redistricting criteria. There is no legal framework that includes the state priority in SJR 63. In fact, Wisconsin's previous line drawers have never even tried to keep old districts intact. There is no traditional framework or past redistricting in Wisconsin that included the state priority in SJR 63. By using a gerrymandered map as their starting point, by drawing new maps behind closed doors, and by relying on made-up criteria that has no basis in the law and has never been used by a legislature or a court before, Republicans are pulling out all the stops they can so they can keep ignoring the will of the voters. And right now, the will of the people is being voiced in the assembly. People are being heard right now, live.
Yep. And that was one of the interesting things when we were listening earlier. We were tuning in live before we came here on the air. I believe Assembly State Representative Sandy Pope was speaking and giving some testimony, and she referenced the fact that in the most recent election, Democrats in the body and the state assembly received 200,000 more votes. They represented 200,000 more voters, but had, I believe, 36 representatives to the 63 Republican representatives, I believe.
It's completely out of whack.
And so she clearly said, she's like, this process is undemocratic. And that's what it is. But they want, I think it's important to put out as well, these maps were deemed unconstitutional in court. These maps, like, Wisconsin wasn't going to go and redraw them in the middle of the 10-year process that we keep the maps, but they were deemed unconstitutional. Like, the courts did not rule that they had to be redrawn.
Court.
The federal court didn't rule that they had to be redrawn, but to base your new maps for the next 10 years on maps that were found to be unconstitutional is ludicrous.
Yeah. It's like, you know, saying, hey, that horrible player, that guy on the football team that sucks, I want to be like that guy. You know the guy that, you know, Scott Norwood, who missed that field goal to lose the Super Bowl for the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be like him. That's a guy I want to emulate. Poor Scott Norwood, that poor guy. But you know what I mean? Like,
well, not even that. It's not that they're emulating a bad player. They're emulating the cheating. They want that baked into the cake. They want that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that this is what the people want, when really it's what closed-door lawyers that were paid on the public dime, like millions of dollars were put into making those maps in 2011.
I don't even see crazy-ass David Clark out there. Crazy-ass David Clark isn't out there advocating for anything. They have gatherings all the time of a bunch of crazy idiots. You don't even have one crazy idiot down there going, you know what? I want gerrymandered districts. Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it this way. It shouldn't be this way, and it's undemocratic. We're going to have more when we come back. 844-967-2789. We're also going to hear from Batman Matt Rothschild at the bottom of the hour, who is there today.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.